when I was sharing with this group of leaders at Pachamama, who really came from all over the world to, you know, Australia and Europe and Japan, all over the place. And they were thrilled to actually have a skill that they recognized immediately, that as a kind of an inherent skill that they just had not been able to articulate, and they immediately got the value of being able to renew their own awareness and vitality to be able to be more present. And then what leads out of that, I wrote down a number of things that in response to these questions about how it actually makes a difference. So a bottom line difference, being able to, the actual loop of awareness skill of being able to be aware of myself and give my attention to another person or to a group and return attention to myself and allow that attention to flow freely by choice is really the skill of loop of awareness, rather than having my attention be captured by trying to be included or thinking that somebody else has got a better idea or there's not enough space for me, or, you know, those typical kinds of issues that come up in business. I think of as all attentional issues. They're places where people do not experience freedom in their awareness. And when people do, there are some very real things that happen. One is that people become much more efficient. They are actually, because they're not drifting off into these internal questions or external kind of power struggles, they actually get quicker, much more efficient, and much more effective, and they change faster. They're able to shift more quickly. So if a business or a committee is going in a inefficient direction, they're much more able to recognize that and to recognize it more quickly and to be able to make a shift rather than having to go through long processes in order to do that. And loop of awareness at a leadership level promotes synergy. It actually promotes people connecting and combining energies, because that's actually what you're doing. You're actually giving attention to another person and then giving attention to yourself, and you create a web of consciousness which is quite tangible and that people then participate in and really can move very, very quickly. And it addresses social justice because loop of awareness includes rather than excludes. It's an inclusive process. It recognizes what's actually going on. So it is a facing a kind of a process rather than an avoiding process, and it brings in whatever is occurring so that the energy of that, even if it's somebody's angry or somebody disagrees with someone else, by including that with loop of awareness, then the energy gets liberated and can be used much more freely rather than getting into a conflict that only has a us and them kind of an outcome. And then the way that it can enhance one's leadership skills is that it's really the best feedback and presencing tool that I know of. You get feedback right away if you simply notice what's happening out there. If I say something to a group and then I actually give my attention to them to see how they are receiving that, I'll get feedback right away about whether they understood, whether some, it looks like somebody got lost or somebody's frowning. So I might want to stop and ask if there was some clarification that's needed. So it's a very respectful process also. People notice right away that they are being attended to. And that level of respectfulness enrolls people in collaborating without any kind of verbal enlisting, like, let's all get on board with this, which is what a lot of people do while they're simultaneously trying to run power scam on the people they're trying to enroll. So I think it's my very, very favorite tool of all of the processes that I've developed over these years.